T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,191. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. 3-10 Smith. Wobbin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Come on.
Montgomery.
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click, clack,
brilliantly drunk. All right, here we go. Naked teen goes on a rampage in a store, injuring 3 cops before being detained. Meanwhile, a Texas woman turns down a plea deal for 20 years, and now life in prison is gained. Damn. Grandparents give child morphine and tell him to pee in a cup for $40. A man decides to pay off tax bill with a jail cell deluxe. And now Walter White is arrested for meth in, of all places, Florida. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a recent survey asked Instagram followers to name their state's least favorite state. For example, people in North Carolina come to find out they hate South Carolina. People in South Carolina, they hate Ohio. Meanwhile, Ohio hates Michigan. Pretty much everyone hates California, and New Jersey hates pretty much everyone. There's different reasons why certain rivalries exist. In this case, it's because they border each other or college football rivalries. Believe it or not, that played mostly into that, but rivalries always exist. Look, Republicans hate Democrats who hate Republicans. Big Pharma hates marijuana legalization. McDonald's hates Burger King. Star Wars people hate Star Trek people. Apple hates Macintosh. On and on and on it goes. But all of us have some kind of rivalry with someone, and it's not always because you hate them. Sometimes it's a coworker. It might be your neighbor, right? They get their lawn looks great. They got the new TV, the new car. Sometimes it's a sibling, right? If you have a sibling, there's some kind of rivalry. And that's all we want to talk about today. So it could be a coworker, neighbor, sibling. It could be because of brand loyalty. It could be because of a team you like. Or it could just be because you're a jackass. But one way or another, we want to know who or what is your arch nemesis or rival and why.
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Over Joel's head, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,191.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
That is not true.
Guaranteed future repeat. This will be one of the greatest Men's Room radio shows you've ever heard in your life today. You will hear this show again, I guarantee it.
That I can guarantee. I don't know how good it's going to be.
We don't either. Big show today. The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. By the way, we are short-staffed today as Ted is out of town, as he's already discussed. He is at a family passing, so we're going to have Mike step in for Ted versus the FCC. Mm-hmm. We went out last night and had a wonderful show dinner together. And to be honest with you guys, we feel like total crap today.
I can't even explain it.
It's unbelievable. Robin chugged my beer at the table.
That is correct.
It was anarchy, and we feel like hell. So please give us a break today if you can.
But wait. Now, the fact that we do feel as bad as we feel, I think it gave rise to a fantastic business opportunity for us to get into. But I don't know if it's legal.
What?
But you were saying that you had a roommate. Yeah. So, look, we feel bad. We absolutely physically... feel as bad as we've ever felt. I believe you called it Baltimore bad today.
I do. I feel as bad as I've felt in like 20 years.
Yeah. So you said you had a roommate and in college, I believe it was.
Yeah,
and when you guys felt like crap, and he was a nurse, right? So this guy would hook up IVs because an IV, a saline solution, whatever, because that gets you through a hangover real quick, okay? So I was saying, you know, that seems like a business opportunity. But I said, like, is that legal? Robin, you seem to believe it should be legal.
You mean, like, someone to give us IV drips?
Like, why not? As long as you're licensed, kind of, like we were saying, like, almost like a Red Cross type blood, like those trucks that pull up, the big
this
vans
is what
where
I'm
you can
thinking,
give blood.
If I ran this company, right,
yeah.
I would, to make money, I feel like if you're outside of, say, a college campus.
Exactly.
Because, look, the college kids, you know the drinking. Mm-hmm. You can pretend, like...
Are you dehydrated?
And they feel like crap, right?
Yeah.
But if that service exists, like Uber Eats,
think
I can order any food.
All the places, Vegas, New Orleans, all these places where that
right
is what
here.
You're doing.
I would have called them, honestly, this morning.
Could have them come in the studio and
Vegas,
just hook you
Vegas
up.
Vegas has a van that you can step into on the street.
Is it saline?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you get an IV drip.
Oh, see?
Oh,
it's
okay.
There, but it's not mobile. It's not like you're ordering Uber Eats or something
like
that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Mine would be mobile.
But
so
why
I would,
can't,
go there.
Why can't it
I would
be?
Call them this morning and say, look, I got to go to work.
Because you don't have to be in a completely sterile environment to have those things. It's just their equipment would be ready.
That's all. I would have called them this morning and said, look, man, hook me up with the drip. I don't know, what, 30 bucks
a
shot, maybe?
What to call it.
Yeah. And you hook me up the IV drip. I guess you said it was about 30 minutes. And you're back
on 30
feet.
Minutes,
all right, so
we should get someone here now.
Be sure to tip your IV tender.
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
We'd be on a first-name basis. I'm just saying, like, I think that's a brilliant idea.
Dinner was fantastic, by the way.
We
did have a great time together. We all needed a good night out, and here we are today. And today, we're going to talk about some rivalries. A lot of this has to do with loyalty in some degrees. It depends on, you know, what... what is important to you?
That's what it depends on.
And a lot of that is kind of out of your control. We do have this, and it's an interesting map of every state's least favorite state. So every state has a state that they just don't like. And let's face it, as far as... what the hell was that?
That was a horn.
Golly, man. As far as your life is concerned, you don't have a whole lot of control out of it, especially when you're growing up. Your parents, their jobs, where you live kind of dictates all of that, you know, but it still creates loyalty.
Sure
even if you're in a hellhole like West Virginia, and that's where you grow up, you still have loyalty to your home state of West Virginia. And that's just circumstance. Like, that's beyond your
control. You're telling me you would not have picked West Virginia to be your home base?
Well,
do you think I would have picked Baltimore, Maryland?
No.
To be
but it makes
my,
but all
I
of it makes
but
all of
but
it
I would
makes
never
it,
pick that place.
But all of it makes you who you are.
I know
so
it.
So I would be afraid of
and
what
I'm
else
grumpy all the
what
time.
Else I could become.
I'm grumpy all the time and you're creepy. I mean, like, we both fit into the places that we're from, man.
So,
people from West Virginia, no offense, the rest of us, you know, because there's all the incest jokes and all this, or they're stupid or whatever it is. So you being mildly creepy and odd, like you guys from West Virginia, and it explains it.
Right.
I'm an a-hole all the time. I don't even mean to be. I don't try to be, but From Baltimore, okay. Man.
Baltimore, I lived there for 10 years.
But as a result of that, FDC.
It is a exactly. It is a very blue-collar town. And when I moved there, I thought, man, this is great because it's kind of like a big West Virginia. Not a big West Virginia, but...
Don't say that.
It's just, you know, like, it's depressing, you know, people are poor, but it's a city.
You're right.
So it's like...
Concentrated it's concentrated like, West Virginia like, with like, black people.
Right, exactly. If West Virginia had a city, you know what I mean? It's like all of that...
Thank
in,
you.
...in one area.
I feel so much better about right. Baltimore now.
Exactly. It is what it is. But when I moved to Baltimore, I had always, being from West Virginia, you hate people from Virginia.
That's easy to do, though.
It is very easy to do, and the reason
we are just in proximity. Look, if you meet someone from Virginia, mm-hmm. even if you don't know they're from Virginia, you might not understand why you don't like this person, and then someone says, hey, man, they're from Virginia. It explains everything.
Right, yeah.
But we just had proximity.
Sure.
And look, I only hate Virginia because of the people. Not another
that's
reason.
That's the only reason. Look, man, there is, and this is the honest-to-God truth, if you're driving across this great country of ours and you ever happen to be near the state or in the state of Virginia, do yourself a favor and start counting the vanity license plates.
Oh, yeah. Endless.
I'm telling you, 95% of what is the root word of vanity?
Vain.
Vain.
Right.
95% of the people in Virginia have vanity license
plates. It actually leads the country in vanity plates. But
really,
it is, we're not kidding. Like, if you drive through Virginia, it is unbelievable. You know everyone's opinion or nickname.
There's not a Nissan
everything.
Maxima in that state with a regular plate.
Right.
Which is like JR15561. That does not exist. It's like, you know.
Hammer time.
Who's daddy?
Right.
Or whatever. It's something. Right, exactly. It is what it is. But growing up in West Virginia, and not to get too specific on this, but West Virginia is one of the only states that seceded from another state. In other words, this state sucks so much, we're out.
Like, now, let me, and listen, you're from West Virginia. Yeah. I know how revisionist history works.
This is not revisionist history.
Were you asked to leave or did you voluntarily leave?
During the times of the Civil War.
Did you get fired or did you quit? Right?
In West Virginia, they decided that, hey, we're not real down with the slavery stuff.
All right.
So they broke apart from Virginia based on the fact that they were going to fight for the North and they were going to be a corridor for the Underground Railroad. That was the basis of the state. So,
the price black people had to pay back then.
Exactly.
Hey.
You got to go through West Virginia.
You can be free, but you got to go through West Virginia,
No.
I'll think about it.
So, anytime like I would go to Virginia, just even as a kid, we would, I was probably 18, 19 years old. A Dave Matthews Band was very popular, but none of these bands.
And what do they do?
Really came.
They poop in the Chicago River.
Well, they were in Virginia, right? You know what I mean? But none of these bands were real. They didn't come to West Virginia a lot, but there were a number of better shows down there. So, of course, we would drive down to Charlottesville to see some of the shows, and Dave Matthews lived there, so you can pretty well get him any weekend if you want to go down and say, Widespread Dave, man, hanging out. It's very cool. So we go down there and do that crap, right? Mm. People from Virginia, as soon as they find out you're from West Virginia, they just lay into you.
Yeah, like, but doesn't everybody? Honestly.
But it really bothers you more when it's somebody from Virginia
Because here's the thing. And listen, you're from West Virginia. You're the only person I know from West Virginia.
Right.
I've known you for a long time. I've been to West Virginia. It is what it is. But your state, for whatever reason, is always the butt of all jokes.
Every joke.
So I would feel like if you meet someone from New York, if you meet someone from Chicago,
you can
meet someone from freaking Indonesia. You say West Virginia, like, you sleep with mother.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like,
sister,
that's how it works.
Cousins, the whole deal.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's just.
There's no one you're related to that you haven't slept with.
Here's the
MO that follows
when
you around.
When you look at these guys in Virginia, at Charlottesville with their tiki torches and all that stuff, not that everyone obviously has the same mentality. That's obviously not true. But as far as the
way. But it feels like it there.
But as far as the way they look and the way they dress.
Sure.
Okay, it's very much that. It is the bad guy in a teen comedy movie.
Right, from the 80s.
The four guys that pick on everybody who are all preppy and have blonde hair and have, like, you know, polo shirts, khaki pants, Doc shoes, that look. They are the bad guy in every single movie, but not supposed to be necessarily cast as a bad guy, but they're obviously the bad guys. This is kind of like Karate Kid. You know what I mean? Like, everyone looks
Karate Kid level bully.
Right, exactly. And they all look like that. You know what I mean? And their parents all have money. They haven't done jack crap their entire lives. Mm-hmm. They really have just been handed this opportunity to go to University of Virginia or any of the... Virginia's got some great schools, man, and they're hard to get in.
New Jersey does, too.
Not really.
Yes, they do.
What?
Princeton, Rutgers.
All right, well, there's two.
Yeah,
but they do it to get rid of their kids. Because no one from New Jersey seems to be smart enough to go to any of the schools in New Jersey.
Sure.
And that's why they go to all the schools in Maryland and Pennsylvania. And as a result of that, I hate to say it, and this is because I'm from Baltimore, which was not my choice to be from, but there I was. As a result of living in Baltimore, I also hate New Jersey. I hate New Jersey passionately. Okay. I hate Virginia. But it's proximity. Because no one from New Jersey, and again, I hate saying this, obviously I don't quite feel this way, but clearly I really do. New Jersey schools, I feel like they're designed because they know that no one from New Jersey is smart enough to get into their own damn school.
They're hard schools to get
in. But basically...
And they're expensive.
But they cast them out among the rest of us.
Oh, the entire East Coast is full of people from New Jersey.
Because you're not smart enough to get into your own damn schools. Yeah. That's all. And they did it on purpose because they don't want to... They take a four-year... Mm-hmm. It's like they're Rumspringa. Like, right. Get these kids out of here, right? They're at the worst age...
Right.
Poison the rest of the East Coast with these sons of bitches.
Now,
and only because I'm from Baltimore. So you're right. There's this weird loyalty you have, even though it wasn't your choice, and it wouldn't be your pick now. You know, if you could do it, like, where would you be from? Probably not there, but I am. So now I end up hating New Jersey.
Exactly.
And I don't want to hate New Jersey, but I do.
And so, you know, when I moved to Baltimore from West Virginia, I like Baltimore a lot. And I also like the fact that most people in Baltimore hated people from Virginia. So when you try to drive through Richmond or any of these areas, oh, God forbid, Northern Virginia or out 66 or what, any of these roads, it's always a traffic jam. It's always crap. My mom lived there. I hated even visiting her because I had to go and drive to Virginia. But, all right, then we moved to Seattle. So not knowing a whole lot about Seattle or anything like that as far as rivalries are concerned, you know, when we got here, and this has been 15 years ago, so it probably has or has not changed, but the people in Seattle at that time could not stand people from California. They were driving up the housing costs.
Mm-hmm.
They were driving up all the
passionate
traffic. I mean, and we thought
as soon as we moved.
So, but that's
New York. Not from California. It's cool. I'm like, where? What?
Yeah, like all these transplants. Where are you? We just moved here.
Right.
Like we are what you're talking about. But
you're not from California.
But you're not from California. So if you go to Bend, Oregon, right now, right, there's this huge influx of Californians.
Right.
And Ben's, you know, the property value's gone up. It's a lovely town. Like, there's nothing wrong with people moving to your community and making it a better place. All right. But there is a hatred, it seems like, during that process.
Sure.
You know? Most people don't live in the same place their entire life. You know, like, if I moved to California one day, somebody's like, oh, yeah, you're from Washington. All you guys moving down here. But if you go to a retirement area, you know, you kind of expect that. When you go to Florida, it's not people from Florida.
Right.
It's people from New York.
New Jersey.
It's people from New Jersey. The reason that South Carolina on this map hates Ohio is because so many people from Ohio relocate to South Carolina or vacation there and come down and make the summers busy. Which is all good, but they still hate their guts. So it's kind of a weird dynamic. So when we look at this map of every state's least favorite state, as far as states that hate California, they all have one thing in common. People from California, which is an expensive, there's a reason that California is expensive.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way, because it's a great place. But, you know, when you have the opportunity to sell your home and you can basically go and change jobs or move to another location and buy a house with cash, start everything over again because California's home values are high. You know, a lot of people take advantage of that opportunity. So, the states that hate California include Washington State, Oregon, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana. All of those states, because of the influx of people from one area. That's it. It doesn't have anything to do with rivalries. It doesn't have anything to do with colleges.
California's like New Jersey.
Texas is
because you
got to
deal with the people from there.
Well, whatever.
That's why they hate California. That's all it is.
Sure.
That's all it is.
Our question, who or what is your arch nemesis or rival and why? 844-999-OLA.
A couple of comments have come in. It says, one person, I'm literally right behind a Virginia license plate. And it says, Virginia, it's a state for lovers. Yeah, that's their nickname. Let's see. I've been to Virginia at least six times, and it's very true about the vanity plates. I lived out there for 3 months. Every plate, it's a specialty plate. We're not kidding, man. It is.
It's what they do.
It is unbelievable. Says, Miles, you moron. Virginia isn't like that. The reason West Virginia sucks is because You try to be like Shenandoah County. Don't make me call in and defend my home state. I assume that's from my home.
Virginia. Yeah, that's a Virginia.
Thrill, please shut up and let Miles tell a story. Hey, my bad.
What is that about?
Dude, being from West Virginia and Baltimore, talking S about Virginia, that's like the Bengals talking S about the Patriots.
Correct. There's nothing. You look, birds fly upside down over West Virginia because there's nothing to S on. There's nothing there.
Jesus.
There's nothing worth S on.
I told him, yeah, but we're talking about Virginia and New Jersey. It's closer to Tom Brady talking S about Eli Manning.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's what rivalries are all about. That's why other places hate other places. Actually, I think one of the more cordial rivalries that I've ever seen is, as far as decency is concerned, honest to God, I'm not just saying this, it is between the people in our home state here of Washington who go to the University of Washington, UW, and their rival, which is Washington State. There's a lot of people in Seattle who've gone to both schools, but as far as with
and
those
then they
two
marry
teams,
each
you know,
other.
I went to the
they marry each
yeah,
other.
I went to the Apple Cup this year, which is every year they play at the end of the year and they play each other. That's a rivalry at the end of the year. It couldn't be more hospitable. People couldn't be nicer to you. Everybody's getting along. They might, you know, rib at you, whatever, but everyone's sitting together. It's the damnedest thing you've ever seen. It's nothing like the East Coast in sports. I mean,
is it
friendly.
More fun, or is it?
It's, you know what? It's a blast. Because okay, everybody's having a good time. You know what I mean? Like, they might be ribbing each other, but there's, it just doesn't seem that it's in bad taste, or it seems
fun. I flew 3,000 miles back to Baltimore when the Baltimore Ravens took on the New England Patriots. Was that the Sunday night game?
Yeah.
Flew out there for the game. It was way too much money to spend. I didn't care. I wanted to see the game. I talked so much S. See, I wouldn't fit in there. I talked remarkable S.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Okay. I don't know. The friendly rivalry. Let's see. Someone says, regarding the state map of people who hate each other, it says, Idaho hates California the most. Someone else says, regarding Florida, where you have an influx of retired people, I'm not going to think. Phoenix would be the Florida of the west side of the Mississippi. I think that's fair.
Yeah, totally. Most of those people also are from Chicago. You go down to Phoenix, man, and it's like it's kind of like how spring training works as far as the team.
Sure.
You know, in a weird way.
Someone else says, there are parts of South Carolina that make West Virginia look like Beverly Hills. Someone, thrill, everyone hates the state of New Jersey. And then this one says, being from Texas, it's a given that anyone and anything from Oklahoma sucks. Oklahoma sucks so
bad. That is on the map.
Oklahoma sucks so bad that it keeps Texas from falling into the Gulf. Or at least that's the running gag.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, who or what is your arch nemesis arrival and why? 844-999-OLA. A writer recently polled his 320,000 Instagram followers, asked them to name their state's least favorite state.
All right.
And he could not figure out a few of these. He got enough responses to draw conclusions, basically, for 49 out of 50 states. Basically, only the state of Hawaii could not come up with a rival. Which makes complete and total sense.
And they don't care.
They don't care about anything.
They don't care. If you even go there and visit, it is the craziest thing. I've been there once in my life. Spent a lot of time at the outdoor bar. You get to know the bartenders. Every bartender there, they're like, well, I came to visit a buddy, and then I just didn't leave, right? I mean, that is what they all said. Like, it's this weird Manchurian candidate kind of answer. But they even said, like, even whatever's going on in the mainland, right?
Whatever's going on in the world.
They're like, man, you just don't care.
Other than waking up to a nuclear missile fake warning.
There's that. But, there's that problem.
I mean, like, but other than that, for
they
the most
just
part,
don't care.
Every day is the same. It's beautiful. It's, you know.
It's expensive, though.
It's 80 degrees, and sunny, and everything else.
Yeah, they don't hate anyone.
California has the most states that hate it with 9. Basically, every other state in the Pacific or Mountain Time Zone.
Wow.
Does not like California. For what it's worth, California hates Texas the most.
All right.
Other states that hate Texas include Alaska, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and kind of in a weird way, more votes for Texas somehow came from Hawaii as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know where this guy's from. The comment comes in. It says, I like this. I hate Texans. They're like vegans. They always have to tell you that they're one, even if it has nothing to do with
people from Texas. People from Texas are very proud about their home state.
All right, well, we got another comment. You were talking about we both hate Virginia, right? Guy says, bruh, I can't explain it, but even I fall into this category. My people from Virginia, including myself, we just have this feeling of being so damn proud of being from Virginia.
Mm-hmm. And Virginia's kind of different, too. Virginia is one of
who
those.
Who do they hate? Who does Virginia hate?
Who does Virginia hate? Let's see here. Virginia hates Tennessee.
Really?
They don't care about anybody. No, Virginia hates, they hate West Virginia. So it's right there. See? Yeah. I told you. Golly. Okay. As far as states that hate Virginia, West Virginia and Maryland are mm-hmm. number one. States that, okay, here's a perfectly good example. If you live in the Northeast, what states do you believe hate the state of Massachusetts?
New York, Connecticut, everything in New England, and probably New York.
Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island. Basically, if you're touching the state of Massachusetts, for the most part, you do not like Massachusetts.
So it's like a cootie.
And it's true.
If you touch it, it's like, it's on me.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever go to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, or go to Portland, Maine, mm-hmm. there is an incredible difference in the seasons based on the number of people from Boston who vacation.
Ah, okay.
And who have homes in Maine. And that's kind of like where they go. That's their beach getaway. Okay. Right? They go up to Maine. So, I mean, that's one other thing, like, go back to Boston. But most of the people there are from Boston. That's how they got there. You know what I mean? Like,
that's funny. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. Our question, who or what is your arch nemesis or rival and why? 844-999-OLA.
Someone else saying everybody hates the state of California. And these are other people chiming in. Let's see. Da-da-da. They hate West Virginia. Wisconsin hates Illinois. They call them FIBS. Stands for effing Illinois bastards.
Wisconsin actually does hate Illinois.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Someone else has chimed in. I bet Wisconsin hates Illinois. You got it. Someone mm-hmm. else. I effing hate Virginia. I lived there for almost 2 years. Worst decision ever.
Worst decision. Well, I mean, it's just...
I don't know that it's that bad. We just don't like it because we grew up in proximity. But I mean...
Correct.
Like, it is what it is.
When we were in Baltimore, I had no idea how much the people of Baltimore hated D.C.
Oh, we hate D.C.
D.C. doesn't even know Baltimore exists. Like, there's no
rivalry. They don't even know we hate them.
Yeah, exactly. They have no idea. Like, I remember Ted, he was like, I didn't even know all these people hated people from D.C. when he moved to Baltimore because...
Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
Because he never even thought twice about Baltimore. And
that's why we hate D.C.
And anyone else that thought about it that way.
D.C., like, Baltimore's a struggling city, right? And then 39 miles down the road, there's this other city that is federally funded. They have mm-hmm. all the best museums. They have the best this. They don't have to do anything to get this. And most people that live there are a-holes.
Right. The states that hate New Jersey. Any idea of the states that hate New Jersey?
It should be everyone.
It is every state that touches New Jersey.
Exactly.
So the people in Delaware hate it. Pennsylvania, New York, and Connecticut
mm-hmm.
all cannot stand people from New Jersey.
Yeah, because they have to deal with the people from New Jersey. Like, if you stayed in New Jersey, it wouldn't bug anyone. We just wouldn't go there.
No. And then there's, okay, how about the state of Florida? We talk about Florida a lot here.
You can't hate Florida. You can't hate it. It brings so much entertainment. You know what I mean? Like, I can't hate Florida.
Apparently,
it's weird.
Yeah, if you live in Alabama or Georgia, you hate Florida. There are three states that hate Florida. Alabama, Georgia, and Florida.
Wait, so Florida hates Florida?
Florida is the only state that hates itself.
Okay.
New Jersey, by the way, is the only state that hates everyone. So put that in perspective.
That's what I'm saying.
Apparently, people in New Jersey nominated so many other states, the only conclusion was that New Jersey...
Because I'm not in Jersey.
Jersey hates everything.
Yeah, it should. Nobody likes you either. Mm-hmm. Sons of bitches.
Our question, who or what is your arch nemesis or rival and why? 844-999-OLA.
This comment comes in. Now, I like this because it has nothing to do with where you're from or anything like that. This is just about who you are as a person. And I fall into this category, and I hate that I'm this way, but this is how I am. This person says, I hate positive message people on social media. I don't know what it is.
I totally agree
right
with you.
There. I don't know. Look, they're trying to
it's
do the
right
thing.
It's not your statement. It's not your...
I know. They're trying to be decent people, and I hate them. And then I feel bad. Like, why do you hate someone who's just trying to be decent? But no matter how many times I tell myself that, Mm-hmm. Like, my rage for them grows. Okay. I don't know what it is.
I expand.
Have a good day.
I expand.
Today is my... Shut the hell up.
I know. Don't be mad at me, because I know, I think you might have this, but I don't know.
All right? Who, me?
Yeah, I think you do. But don't be mad at me that I say I hate it, because I think you had it before everybody else. But in the same vein, I hate when you go into someone's house and they have words or individual letters around in the living room area. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? That trend that was around, like...
Oh, I got some letters in the basement, yeah.
Yeah, but those are like old school neon kind of...
Yeah,
know,
they're old ass.
I'm not talking about those.
What are you talking about?
You have not seen this decorative art crap with all the letters and stuff?
No.
Oh, it drives me up the frickin' wall. It's like some inspirational words. It says peace or home or crap.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot stand that crap.
Are we terrible people? We've been peace.
We're just get off my lawn. What is your arch nemesis arrival and why?
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.